culture with traffic and weather on the fives and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Visit Benoist Tires today and let us restore your confidence.
Hour number three, Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. Absolutely jam-packed, as we did have the historic vote. For the first time in American history, the House Speaker voted out a 216-210 vote today. After about an hour and a half of debate on the floor, there was a prior vote taken to see whether the members of the House would table the resolution introduced by Congressman Gates. And in that particular vote, it failed, and it failed because 11 Republicans voted that they wanted to see the amendment on the floor. And so at that moment, it was kind of like, okay, so we have 11 Republicans that are maybe supporting the ouster of Speaker McCarthy. Now, are they going to keep their vote? And the tally again, 216-210. House Speaker, former House Speaker McCarthy said this morning that, hey, if there were more than five Republicans that wanted him out, then he wasn't going to be the Speaker anymore because none of the Democrats went the other way to vote to support him. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said, hey, this is a Republican thing. This is up for the Republicans to figure out. Democrats are just going to vote along the party line there. That's what they did. So enough Republicans supporting Congressman Matt Gaetz today. So he is the one taking the victory lap in Washington. Here was a little bit of what he had to tell reporters in the immediate aftermath.
I think the House of Representatives is been paralyzed for the last several decades as we've refused to pass a budget and as we've governed by continuing resolution and omnibus bill. So I think that this represents the ripping off of the Band-Aid, and that's what we need to do to get back on track.
Yeah, so that was in response partially to a question essentially hinting at whether Gates had paralyzed the House of Representatives because of he brought this vote to the table. And here was the initial response.
What paralyzed the House of Representatives was not taking up appropriations bills. We left for a six-week vacation while the appropriations process hung in the balance. And because I forced these people to take a few votes, you think I'm paralyzing the House of Representatives?
So here we are again, basically back to where we were in January. 15 votes it took for House Speaker McCarthy to get the nod. And so now we're left to kind of wait and see what will happen here. Who are Republicans going to bring forward to become the next Speaker of the House? And ultimately, how good of a relationship will that Speaker have with those staunch conservatives that Congressman Gates is a member of there? 6:15, also in our top three stories today in New York, we learn more today about the troubling details on the abduction of the 9-year-old girl at a campground in New York State. Police say the suspect, 47-year-old Craig Ross, put a ransom note in the Cena family mailbox. Their daughter, Charlotte, fingerprint analysis led to a 1999 DWI case involving Ross, which led investigators to his mother's house. A SWAT team found 9-year-old Charlotte inside of a camper on the property. And finally, in our top three stories, the jury selection in the trial for Sam Bankman-Fried starting today. Charged with fraud, money laundering, and the one-time crypto billionaire has pleaded not guilty to federal charges. Several of the counts come with sentences of 20 years in prison. Those are our top three stories today. Much more on the way in our national news. We'll get local headlines right after Gracie fills us in on the roads and weather.
Right now, we're looking really good on the roads, but we still have slowdowns on Highway 90. That's Highway 90 just east of 87, east of Milton. That is going to be due to an accident. Scene of the accident is Highway 90 at Hollow Pine Court, both directions. Seeing slowdowns, and FHP is reporting a roadblock. So just keep that in mind that you are going to be seeing some slowdowns again in both directions on Highway 90. Other than that, I-10, I-110 looking good, as well as 29 and 90 showing no delays. If you see anything else on the road slowing you down, please call the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. Going to be absolutely beautiful all week long. Tomorrow, we have sunny skies with a high of 88. So still going to be pretty warm. Get ready for this weekend, though, because we're going to see a little bit of a cool front with the high being 82 on Saturday this weekend and 57 Saturday night. We have clear skies tonight for bands on the beach with a low of 68. Right now, we have fair skies with some haze, 81 in Pensacola, 81 in Milton, and 80 in Gulf Breeze. Also, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, taking a look at some local headlines here. We start over in Okaloosa County, where Okaloosa Sheriff Eric Aiden identifying a victim of the murders completed 30 years ago in 1994. The Smiley Face Killers. Last unidentified victim named today.
He was caught in 95 and admitted to killing seven others, in addition to the one he was originally charged with, for a total of eight. He committed these while being a long-haul trucker and killed these women in six different states to include California, Nebraska, Wyoming, Oregon, Washington, and Florida.
And Sheriff Aiden identifying the woman as Suzanne Schellenberg, who was 34 years old when she was killed in 1994. Her body was found off of I-10 near Holt, and identity had long been a mystery until the District 1 Medical Examiner's Office was able to send DNA samples for genetic genealogy testing this year. It took only 6 weeks to identify family members and positively identify her. Jesperson, by the way, already serving life in prison in Oregon without parole there. Today, Pensacola Sports donating $250,000 towards Pensacola State College's athletics program. It's the largest donation ever in athletic program history for PSC, and it's going towards PSC's Game Plan Capital Campaign, which looks to update existing facilities, build new ones, and among the plans for this campaign include building a top-tier soccer complex, an academic success center for student-athletes, a strength and conditioning center, as well as locker rooms for the volleyball and cross-country programs. So pretty cool story there. Representatives from the city of Pensacola and fire department are going to be going door-to-door on Saturday to raise awareness for smoke alarms.
When you think about how small a product that is and how small a cost that is, and it'd be the cost of someone's life, that's why this is important to us.
And Reeve says the first smoke alarm Saturday is this weekend. They'll be in the Creighton Heights area from 9 until noon. A second date is planned for October 21st in the Westside Garden District. 6:20 right now, we will take a break. When we return, we're going to hop on the phone. Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor, was covering the execution of Michael Dwayne Zach, the two murders back in 1996, including one woman in Okaloosa County, one woman on Pensacola Beach. We will talk to him briefly just to get his thoughts on what he witnessed today. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, save 35% on New South Windows products and installation.
This fall in Pensacola, Florida, celebrate 10 years of FUFU. This year promises to be bigger, funner, and, well, artier. Engaging art installations, livelier music, more amazing cuisine, and a vibrant culture that's contagious. Discover it all this fall. Come celebrate 10 years of FUFU Fest, November 2nd through the 13th in Pensacola, Florida. Start planning at FUFUFest.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the backseat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
More news, more talk with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on at 11, right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. 6:24 here. We've got Tanner on the line here. We'll get to him in just a moment. Get a quick check of the roads and our weather here before we get to them.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110. Not showing any major delays. Those slowdowns on Highway 90 definitely still present, but looking a little bit better. That's going to be just east of 87 on Highway 90 in both directions. Slow-moving traffic due to an accident. So just keep that in mind. Coming up for weather, going to be an absolutely beautiful week this week. Still a little bit warm. Tomorrow's high is going to be 88 with partly clear skies tomorrow night. Clear skies tonight and a low of 68. It's 81 throughout our area. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you very much, Grace. Here we go to the phone. We hear from him every Friday, but today we're throwing Tanner on just briefly here as we get some feedback here regarding Michael Dwayne Zach. So he was the inmate who was executed here about an hour ago at the Florida State Prison, convicted back in 1996 for two murders, one in Okaloosa County, one in right here at Pensacola Beach. So Tanner was the media witness to that. And Tanner, really, I really just kind of wanted to talk to you just kind of what is your emotion? What is are you you witness a man being put to death? I mean, have you had that happened before where you've been a witness to that? Just kind of talk about your emotions going through that.
Hey, Joe, thanks for having me on. I have not ever witnessed an execution until today, and I was actually with four other members of the media for several hours before, and I was the only one of the bunch who has not witnessed one, if not multiple executions. One of the experts, if you will, that we were with is just saw his 87th. The first being Ted Bundy here at the Florida State Prison. So, you know, emotions, I'm not really sure I can speak to emotions yet. At this moment, I feel somewhat emotionless. I'm not sure if gripping would be the way to describe it. It was very silent in there for about 30 minutes. We were taken from via prison van across from the correctional facility across the street over to the prison a little over an hour before the execution was scheduled. And we sat in a typical rec room inside the prison just with the members of the media, where we were able to kind of chat and discuss how they've gone about this in the past and things like that. And then we were escorted into the viewing room where witnesses already were, and it was just witnesses of the victims. We don't know who specifically was there. They declined to speak with the media. But once we sat in this viewing room, it was a good 30 minutes of silence, just complete silence. No one hardly moved, Joe, not a muscle. I mean, everyone faced forward, and you could somewhat see the reflection of each other through the curtain that was down just behind on the other side of the glass. And I mean, there was no clock that we could see yet, and really just kind of in sitting and waiting mode. And when that curtain came up, we saw the official call the governor, and we saw Michael Zack laying there, and he looked up for a couple of seconds, and he looked around, I guess, to see who all was there. I was told it was not a two-way mirror where he was looking, so he could see the witnesses there. And about a minute later, they confirmed that the governor had no reason for a delay, and they asked him his last words, to which he said, "I love you all." And about, I guess, 12 to 13 minutes later is when he was pronounced dead.
So is there audio that you could hear into the witnessing room? And I mean, was it, I don't necessarily want to know how, I don't even really know how graphic I want to get into this thing, but it's just very, I would think just jarring being there. So
it is. And you know, I've learned a lot in the last couple of weeks, Joe, since I found out that I had the potential to come here, and this was not something that I requested to go to. It's another part of the day. The Florida Association of Broadcasters was a part of assigning the members of the media to witness this. And, I don't know. Yeah, you mentioned emotions there earlier and things like that. There's a lot of things I learned just within the few minutes leading up to it and the hours leading up to it, and how I was told that most inmates facing the death sentence have last words. I wasn't sure what to expect with that. And of course, I told you what Michael Zack said. It was very brief. And after that, we were escorted back to the van and back to our cars, and we were free to go.
All right. Well, hey, Tanner, we'll let you go. Again, thanks so much for hopping on with us here. Safe travels back, and hopefully we'll get to chat about everything else going on this week. A pretty crazy week, of course, with the big news obviously being our own congressman. So we'll look forward to your reaction to that on Friday, hopefully, assuming that works out. Okay.
Definitely on some better terms, Joe. Great to see you guys get back to work. Thanks for having me on, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. All right. Thanks. That's Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor there. I can't imagine. I mean, you know, being in media and in news media, you know, you're kind of, I guess, in a sense, you're I don't know if taught is the right word, but you kind of just are forced to take the emotion out of it. You're there to do a job. You're there to cover it. And of course, I could sit here and say, you know, kind of what was going in through my head of being on the news desk here when we had the Blue Angel crash where Jeff Koos passed away. I was here for that. But again, just a good perspective there from Tanner Stewart. And of course, another inmate being put to death here in the state of Florida. And obviously the murders, very much a local impact in 1996. We're back here after the Fox News update.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. For the first time in U.S. history, a sitting House speaker is ousted from leadership. Kevin McCarthy lost the gavel today. Conservative Florida Republican Matt Gaetz led the effort.
It's the benefit of this country that we have a better Speaker of the House than Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy couldn't keep his word. He made an agreement in January regarding the way Washington would work, and he violated that agreement.
Gaetz says the deal McCarthy made with Senate Democrats on a temporary funding bill was the last straw. Day two of Donald Trump's civil trial, brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James, over alleged business fraud, Fox's Nate Foy reports.
James pushed back on Trump's claims today that 80% of the case should be thrown out because of the statute of limitations. The judge here allowed testimony about financial statements from 2011, but instructed the state that they must connect those statements to more recent alleged crimes.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Citing concerns about supply chain challenges, United Airlines is ordering an additional 110 Boeing and Airbus jetliners. Deliveries are slated to start in 2028. United says it's placing the orders sooner than normally would due to fears about more supply chain disruptions and delivery delays. The carrier's order consists of 50 Boeing 787 Dreamliners and 60 Airbus A321neos. Macy's is accelerating the expansion of its small format stores as it looks to cater to shoppers seeking more convenient locations. The department store chain says it aims to add up to 30 new small format locations through the fall of 2025, which would bring the total number of such stores to 42. After a 13-year run, the Hard Rock Cafe in downtown Seattle will close its doors by December 1st. That'll mean the layoff of 66 workers. U.S. stocks sold off today. The major index is all sliding at least 1.3%, a slide of 430 points in the case of the Dow Industrials. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. The Seahawks traded away Russell Wilson and made the playoffs with Geno Smith a year ago. In 2023, Seattle's off to a 3-1 start and looking like they'll be playing come January once again. Pete was originally dragged for not fixing the relationship with Russ in Seattle. Now it's time for everyone to praise Pete, because for the last 2 years, he's been the most impressive coach in the NFL. And it looks like Coach can reserve a bust in Canton, Ohio, while his old QB is playing himself out of the hall. I'm Zach Gill.
WeatherGuard, the name that stands for unmatched security in truck boxes, is now making a name for itself on the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series circuit. WeatherGuard is the official sponsor of the safety and security work crews at Speedway Motorsports tracks across the country. Engineered to meet the demands from job sites to race sites, WeatherGuard truck boxes feature double welded seams, weather tight seals, and high security latches and locks. If it's a job worth doing, it's a job worth WeatherGuard. Learn more at weatherguard.com/truck.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
It's Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select Superstart batteries. Our professional parts people will test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
A-R-G-O-S, Argos! Go Argos!
Go Argos!
I'm Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. We are gearing up for an exciting homecoming weekend, and we invite all community members, alumni, and fans to join us for the game on October 7th at Penn Air Field. Learn more about our homecoming events and football team by joining us on October 5th on the Pensacola Expert Panel. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we talked quite a bit about the possibility of an RV park or a condo towers being built on Navarre Beach. Also, some really outrageous comments by President Trump talking about shooting looters as they leave the store. And also talked to a former talk show host here at News Radio, Bobby Rossi, about the fact that he was asked to run against Matt Gaetz this year and turned down the offer by some folks in D.C. You can find that interview and everything else on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. Local programming from 5 a.m. until 11 a.m. with Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Expert Panel. Local programming from 4 to 7 p.m. with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. And local programming at night with a simulcast of WEAR-TV News. Live and local with News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hope you are enjoying your Tuesday night. And we can make your Tuesday night just a little bit better. We actually have some tickets to give out right now. We have tickets, one pair of tickets to give out for Taste of Gulf Breeze. Taste of Gulf Breeze is happening this Friday, October 6th. It's going to be it's going to be at the Gulf Breeze Community Center from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., where you can taste your way through 60 local favorite food and drink spots while they compete for the coveted Golden Spatula Awards. You can get tickets at our website, newsradio923.com. But we do have a pair of tickets to give out right now. So if you are interested in going to Taste of Gulf Breeze at the Gulf Breeze Community Center this Friday night, October 6th from 6 to 9, text in Gulf Breeze to 850-437-1620. Text in Gulf Breeze to 850-437-1620. And those pair of tickets are yours to the first texter. Going to get a really quick look at traffic and weather together. I-10 and I-110, not showing any delays. We still have slowdowns on Highway 90 on throughout Milton. That's going to be actually just east of Milton near 87. There was an accident there that is still showing slowdowns in both directions. Throughout Gulf Breeze, we're looking great. Nothing to slow you down. Maybe you're headed out to Bands on the Beach right now. Really nothing to slow you down on Highway 90 throughout Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point. Also, our bridges, Three Mile Bridge, Garson Point Bridge, running smoothly. See something else? Give a call to the traffic line. Right now, we do have we have sunny skies coming up tomorrow with a high of 88, so still going to be a bit warm. Tonight, clear skies and a low of 68. It is 81 throughout our area. And this traffic and weather update brought to you by Torgerson Causey Insurance Benefits. If you need help planning your business benefits, let Torgerson Causey help lead the way. Go to tcbenefitgroups.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you very much. 6:38 here again. Our thanks to Tanner Stewart hopping on with us here for a couple minutes. He was one of the media representatives and witnesses for the execution of Michael Zack. That happened about an hour and a half ago over at the Florida State Prison. Zack, of course, convicted of two murders back in 1996 on the same day, one in Okaloosa County, one right here on Pensacola Beach. Looking quickly here at some state headlines, an 11-year-old facing attempted second-degree murder charges in connection with a shooting at a Pop Warner football practice last night. Police chief here.
They're ruining their lives when they're making these bad decisions to use a firearm to end a dispute. This started as an argument over something at the Pop Warner practice. It continued into the parking lot where this juvenile had access to a firearm in his mother's car.
Yeah, and the fight apparently starting over a bag of chips. Police say two 13-year-olds were injured. They were taken to the hospital in stable condition. Also, the woman accused in the murder-for-hire plot of a Microsoft executive is now one step closer to returning to Florida, as Washington Governor Jay Inslee has signed the extradition warrant for Shanna Gardner. The Florida Supreme Court is expected to hear arguments about recreational marijuana next month. The Smart and Safe Florida Political Committee is leading an initiative to allow recreational use of cannabis for people who are at least 21 years old. The group needs approval from state justices in order to get it on the 2024 ballot. National news, President Biden's son Hunter pleading not guilty to federal gun charges in Delaware. Court appearance lasted about 40 minutes today. Also, President Trump in New York City court for day two of his civil fraud trial. California Senator LaFonza Butler sworn in 4 days after the death of Dianne Feinstein. And the accused Gilgo Beach serial killer Rex Huerman hit with divorce papers while in jail. His wife filed for divorce 6 days after he was arrested on murder charges back in July. Sports news, we have Major League Baseball's playoffs happening, and there are now two games final. The Rangers beat the Rays 4-0, and the Twins beat the Blue Jays 3-1. Just underway in the second inning, the Milwaukee Brewers lead the Diamondbacks 1-0, rather. And about 20 minutes from now, the Phillies take on the Marlins in the nightcap. A health business and science notes today, the FCC issuing its first ever fine for space debris.
The agency announced it reached a settlement with Dish Network over the company failing to properly dispose of a broadcast communication satellite. Dish agreed to pay a $150,000 fine.
Also, the Elon Musk is the richest person in America. So the 42nd annual Forbes 400 list was released this morning, and Musk is the number one for the second year of the in a row, estimated at $251 billion. That's thanks to a higher valuation for SpaceX shares and a rebound in Tesla shares. So also, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is number two for the second year of the row. He's estimated at $161 billion.
Yeah, also the World Health Organization approving a second cheaper vaccine to help prevent kids from contracting malaria. The vaccine, known as R21 Matrix, comes almost 2 years after it recommended the world's first malaria vaccine, RTSS.
And General Motors say that they've received a counteroffer from the United Auto Workers. So GM met with UAW yesterday with more contact discussions as the strike reached the 19th day. The spokesman for General Motors says that they're reviewing the union's counterpart, but adds they still remain significantly far apart.
Looking at some pop culture notes today, there is a new trailer for the movie Priscilla from A24 Studio.
What's your name?
Priscilla Boyer.
You like Elvis Presley?
Of course. Who doesn't?
What are the kids listening to these days?
Bobby, Darren, Fabian, and you.
Just what is the intent here, Mr. Presley? You got women throwing themselves at you. Why my daughter?
Well, sir, I happen to be very fond of your daughter.
So that is coming out on, what is it, November 3rd? I think that's when it is, yeah. So the film is based on Priscilla Presley's memoir from 1985's Elvis and Me and covers personal accounts of her relationship with the pop star, or king of, pop star. I think I got that right.
Yes. Also, no grand prize winner in the Powerball jackpot drawing. So the next chance to strike it rich comes up tomorrow. So get ready. It's estimated at $1.2 billion on the line. The lump sum cash option works out to just over $551 million.
I apologize to Elvis. It's king of rock and roll, not pop. So my apologies there. Yesterday marked the first time that the Actors Union and Alliance of Motion Picture and TV Producers met since the strike started 2.5 months ago. Negotiators representing the actors and studios are expected to meet for a second straight day today.
Also, Outkast's album, Speaker Box, Love Below, is now the best-selling rap album ever in the U.S. The 2003 album was verified the 13 times platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America, which means it sold over 13 million copies. The album features singles like Hey Yeah, and it surpassed Eminem's The Eminem Show, which was certified a 12 times platinum that happened last year. So 6:45 right now. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. We are looking good right now on I-10 and I-110. Still have those slowdowns on Highway 90. That's going to be east of 87. In both directions, expect some delays. That is due to an accident. Other than that, we're looking pretty good. If you see anything else, give a call to the traffic line at 850-2626-111. Coming up for weather this week, we're going to have an extremely nice week. It's still going to be a little bit warm throughout the weekday. So tomorrow, our high is 88, and we're going to have partly cloudy skies coming up on Wednesday night tomorrow. But this weekend, get excited because Saturday, there's a little bit of like a breezy cool front that's going to be coming through where we're going to have a lot of cloud coverage, and it's going to be a high of 82 throughout the day on Saturday. And then on Saturday night, it's going to be a low of 57. So get excited for that. I definitely am. Tonight, we have perfect weather. If you're heading out to Bands on the Beach, which is starting in less than 15 minutes on Pensacola Beach, it's going to be clear skies throughout the night with a low of 68. Right now, kind of hazy out. Fair and hazy skies throughout our area. 81 in Pensacola, 81 in Milton, and 80 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, taking a look at some wacky and weird headlines. We start in the state of Florida, where two women
were arrested after they stole an old lady's wallet at Walmart, bought about $2,000 worth of stuff, and then came back to the store the next day while police were there investigating. After an employee spotted them, one of the criminals decided to make things worse by blasting one of the cops with a can of pepper spray. But safe to say that learning lessons is not really what they're all about. Investigators say one of the suspects, 39 felonies prior and 5 stints in jail.
Yeah, I don't think any thought process was into that, because everything that they did was just not smart at all. Also, you know, we always get the most responses when we're talking about pizza. Mm-hmm. Joe and I love pizza, and 70% of Americans say that pizza is a great breakfast food. A poll also found that the average American eats 180 slices per year. That's just under 2 full pizzas per month. So I think I'm just about there. So I think I'm the average American when it comes to that.
Yes, you are. You are very average, Gracie. That is exactly how I described. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, I'm definitely above average when it comes to my consumption of pizza here. And I would just say for the record that I love breakfast pizza. And I can do hot or cold, but I would say that when it comes to cold pizza, Papa John's, for me, is the leader in the clubhouse. I cannot think of any other brand where cold pizza tastes as good as it does when it's Papa John's cold pizza the day after. So just throwing out that there. We've got a lot of responses on some other favorites, tips and tricks, and of the like there. But, yeah, definitely big pizza. As a matter of fact, I am on Sky's Pizza's menu right now, putting orders in for my wife and I. So, you know what? I'm 2 for 2. When we've talked about pizza on the show, I've gotten pizza for dinner.
Oh, my
goodness. So pizza may be our new Taylor Swift thing, where that becomes our daily conversation, because I'm batting 1,000 right now and getting pizza for dinner.
And there's not even football on tonight.
Yes, I know. But there's baseball playoffs.
Oh, true, true, true. Just sports in general.
So, yeah.
Leads to we need pizza. Yeah, for sure. Definitely Papa John's is, if I'm going to eat pizza in the morning, which I'm not, you know, there are those people like, I love pizza for the, like, for breakfast. I'll eat it. I don't love it. But if I am going to eat it, definitely Papa John's is the way to go for me too. Just shy of 6:50, we're going to get a quick break. We're going to come back with some good news. And we have some good news right here from Pensacola with an awesome game from last night. So we'll hear more about that right after this quick break on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. First City Art Center's 17th annual Pumpkin Patch is Friday and Saturday at the FCAC campus. Choose a hand-blown glass and handcrafted pumpkin and support local artists. See firstcityart.org for more. Soaring excitement and thrilling musicality come together for opening night of the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's 98th season, Saturday night at the Sanger Theater. See PensacolaSanger.com. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Ready.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 till 7 right before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Joe and Gracie for Pensacola Right Now. Going to be wrapping up another Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And we had lots of information today. Yeah. So good rundown on that. Also, just wanted to let you know really quickly about Veterans Memorial Park Foundation. They're hosting a special celebration of service on Veterans Day at First Baptist Church of Pensacola. So there's going to be a dinner. And then there's also going to be a special performance by Mac McAnally. There's tickets on sale now, but they are limited to 300. So if this is something that you're wanting to go to, make sure to get your tickets. You can also get additional info at our website, as well as your tickets, which is newsradio923.com. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together, just shy of 655. Really nothing to slow you down right now. Those slowdowns on Highway 90 have cleared up for the most part. Definitely going to still see a little bit of delays right at the scene of the accident. Again, that's Highway 90 east of Milton, which is east. It's going to be east of 87 as well. An accident at Hollow Pine Court, slowing things down in both directions. Again, it's cleared up a good bit, but definitely still going to see a small patch of traffic there. Looking great on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Also 98 throughout West Pensacola. Nothing to slow you down. If you do see something, please call the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And for weather, we're going to get an update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Clear skies for the overnight hours and sunny weather for the next several days. Low temps will run mainly between 65 and 70, with daytime highs in the mid to upper 80s. Very nice and calm around here, but a cold front heads this way. It should pass over the area on Friday night. That'll bring us much cooler temps over the weekend, as well as breezy conditions. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yes, that cold front is one of the main things that's getting me through this week. Really excited about it. Tonight, it's going to be beautiful weather. Bands on the beach about to start in about 5 minutes here. Clear skies tonight with a low of 68. We have kind of hazy skies right now. It's 81 throughout Pensacola. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, as we switch to good news, we start in Ohio, where a 17-year-old girl named Megan missed her senior homecoming dance to have a brain tumor removed. So the hospital, Cleveland Clinic, threw another homecoming dance just for her and her boyfriend.
It's crazy seeing all the support that I have. Like, it's my senior year. I want to be here at the football games and everything, and I can't be.
and I can't see all my friends like I was able to. Hopefully beat cancer, obviously, and then get to go to Toledo for college for pharmacy. Yeah, and get in the honors dorms and stuff like that. Big goals.
Yeah, and her hometown threw her a homecoming parade when she got back last month as well. And the best news is she's done with rehab and doing great.
Yay. Also, some good news coming from a couple in Florida. They just had their third kid last month, and all three daughters share the same birthday. So definitely easy to remember them. Here's a little bit from that.
It was like deja vu all over again, the same thing. And everybody was shocked and surprised. They couldn't even believe it. And the word started spreading around the hospital, and all the nurses already knew about it. Even the security downstairs, when I used to go out down there, I heard them talking about us. Makes celebrating birthdays easier.
So not only are they all born on the same day, but they're also born really close in age. So their oldest, Jasmine, was born on September 3rd, 2020. Jessica next, born a year later on September 3rd. And then now Juliet arrived September 3rd of last month. So I'm sure they'll have their hands full on every other day, including September 3rd. Mm-hmm. So none of them were planned C-sections. They were all natural births, too.
Yeah, obviously the birthday is easy to remember, but it's going to be a very expensive September for that family. But hey, I mean, that's
pretty 16. Awesome there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Finally here, we say congrats and job well done representing Pensacola to Devin Witherspoon, who had a night to remember in front of a national TV audience last night.
This one's picked back the other way, Witherspoon. Devin Witherspoon cuts back. What a night for the rookie. You think they love him in Seattle? How about 6 points? Touchdown, Witherspoon, no flags.
Yeah, Joe Buck there on the call as Witherspoon returned the interception 97 yards for a touchdown. Also, just for good measure, had a couple of sacks as well. He was the fifth overall pick this year after starring at Pine Forest High School and the University of Illinois.
That is awesome. Yeah, I saw that yesterday posted on our Facebook, and I had to talk about it on Cat Country, too, because I was like, this just happened?
Yeah.
And it was awesome. Lastly, in good news on National Boyfriends Day, which is today, we're going to celebrate the rapper Drake. He gave a guy at his concert at a show last week in Miami $50,000. He did this because the guy spent all this money on the concert to take him and his girlfriend, and then the girlfriend dumped him, left him. So he went by himself. Drake pointed him out during the concert and said, okay, I got to give you some money so you can flex on the girl who dumped you.
$50,000 would do it for sure.
I'm sure he's happy that the girlfriend left him. 7 o'clock right here on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back tomorrow with a full rundown on everything that's happening in your world. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie right here on News Radio 92.3. Have a great night.